very talented young corner for the Houston Texans just got paid today. Three years,
capital P,
$90 million with $89 million guaranteed.
Why not just round up? I mean,
my guess is
that's the smallest part of the story. Just round up.
My guess
is making it even 90.
This is owners like, oh, we don't want to screw over other owners in the league. We don't want to have a corner getting a fully guaranteed deal. I think it's like an optics kind of thing. Anyway, he's very talented. Add him to the list, though, of young corners getting paid before Trent McDuffie. That's a $30 million a year, we can do basic math, contract that Derek Stingley is getting. And so after seeing what J.C. Horn has already got, knowing that Sauce Gardner and Trent McDuffie are kind of next up, that's the going rate. Last week, somebody texted in and gave you a hard time, I think, saying when you said that we were talking about McDuffie.
Trent was going to make at least $27.5 million a year.
They said, you're crazy.
I was low. He thought it was crazy high.
It's going to at least, crazy high. It's going to at least be 30, 31, 32 now based on the market. I don't know if the Chiefs will necessarily be the team to do it. I still think they will, because now you're getting a territory of, like, hey, depending on how long they drag this out, how crazy is that amount? But Trent McDuffie, every morning he wakes up, and it's even better to be Trent McDuffie, because he's getting more and more money every single day the last 2 weeks.
And look, it's always the same argument, like, why would he get paid? First, Stingley could have said the same thing, and when the money's good enough, the money's good enough, and you sign the contract. That number is officially high enough that I think you have to, and I'm not saying do this, so I want to be very clear. I'm not saying they have to do this or will do this yet, but it is time to have the internal conversations, if you were the Chiefs, about what a draft package would look like if you traded him. Mm. And I don't mean necessarily even this year. I think you would actually ride it out one more year, because here's the other option. You can pay him his $4.5 million this year. What a steal. I mean, just peanuts, right? Next year, he is scheduled to make $13.5 million. On the fifth-year option, a steal again, cheap as hell. The fifth year, based on where the franchise tag is heading based on these players, I'm going to guess the franchise tag number will come in 3 years from now, $30 to $32 million, give or take. Because all the high-priced, best corners in the league are going to get paid now, and then it's going to be a little while before another elite-level corner is going to need a check. So $30 to $32 million. Again, 3 years at a total of $50 million over the next three. Well, that's a steal. Derek Stingley's got 3 for $90.
Right.
You could play out the whole damn string. Hell, I even looked up what it would cost in a double franchise tag, and you might still be getting off somewhat easy. But if you could make it a year, find out if you can draft defensive line talent and then want to kick it around, I don't hate it. I mean, you can pay him, and I'm not going to be upset that they pay him. But the price of business has gone up. It's at least $30 million a year now to pay Trent McDuffie. You got to ask yourself that question if you want to pay an elite corner that money.
And we know, just like for every team, the cap will go up, and so some of these numbers in 2 years will not look quite as crazy that are being out there. Even going back to our Higgins and Chase conversation, the cap goes up, but it doesn't go up for every single team. I always think we got to remind ourselves that when we discuss, well, yeah, they'll be fine because the cap goes up. Yeah, it goes up for everybody, which means the market value for every player also is going up. And for the Chiefs, look, I think we know that they absolutely love Trent McDuffie. I think they would love to get a deal done. I think they would have wanted to get it done earlier. Perhaps it was Trent McDuffie's side that wanted to wait, and you can see why, because he's making more and more money. But we'll see. This will be one to follow maybe this offseason, but if not, it certainly will be like the number one story next offseason. If they don't get a deal done this year, it'll be the story of next offseason for the Chiefs and how they approach that. So much of this, too, is probably dependent. You said defensive line draft, but also, where's Chris Jones at? Is he still as dominant a year from now?
Is there any kind of drop-off?
Because can you get by with having, unless you draft another stud on the defensive line, I don't know if you want to weaken your defense to the point where you don't have any top, what I would consider top five
talent at
any position, right? Chris Jones is top five at his position. Trent McDuffie's top five at his position. 2 years from now, do I want to have nobody that's top five at their position? That's kind of scary.
That's into the list, honestly, those two guys. And that's enough on any given team if you've got two of those guys and I just saw the ball. Look, they walked on Tyreek Hill when the number eventually got so high they couldn't do it. He had some more off-the-field issues. Trent McDuffie is the epitome of a perfect... This is why it's easy to pay him if you want to do it.
First class,
He is the perfect team player. He is smart. He is a great teammate. He is a great leader. He is an elite-level talent. They have had literally zero issues the entire time Trent McDuffie has been here with Trent McDuffie, the player, person, whatever.
Yeah, I still think
if they want to pay him, I still think it's more likely he gets paid than leaves. But that number is where you gotta question it, Gold.